Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So nice to meet you. I'm Jeri.
Nice to meet you. I'm Madeline.
Oh, so wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for taking time. So I'm just going to jump right in because I know we're limited here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So my first question for you is, so Gwen has changed a lot from the first film to this new film, Black Phone 2. So what was your thought process and how she evolved in going into the new film?
Yeah, I mean, I love that she's really different from the first movie. I feel like that's fair given what they went through in the first one. And I feel like it definitely shows how trauma can shape you in a way. And I love that we get to see how they're trying to grow from it, and trying to escape it, which is hard to do when, the grabber's constantly attacking you from every which way. But I also love that we get to dive deeper into Gwen and her character and show so many more of her emotions on screen and, why she has these visions. I feel like a lot of people were asking that in the first one. So, I mean, I love that we get to explore all of that in the second one.
Right, and so now you're older, obviously, too. So you've grown as an actress. So how has that changed going into the second film?
I mean, I've definitely grown as an actress. Since the first one, I mean, I was 12 when we filmed that. So, and now I'm like turning 17. So, definitely a big difference. And I feel like I've learned a lot since then. But I also feel like I learned so much on this movie. Like, I really do feel like I grew up. Like, when filming this, I mean, I turned 16. That's a pretty big milestone. And yeah, I mean, getting to work with like Scott and Ethan, I feel like I learned so much as an actress. And they really do inspire me because listening to their stories and listening to how genuine they are, and Ethan just carries so much wisdom and along with Scott. And so I feel like I learned a lot as an actress on this film, especially with it definitely testing my acting ability.
Right. And that's so funny because my daughter is also turning 16. I feel like, oh my God, I'm old enough to be your
No
mama.
way. Aww.
Yeah, she's a huge fan, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, when's her birthday?
February. She'll be 16.
Tell her I
Yeah.
said happy early birthday.
I will. And speaking of Ethan, so like you guys have these really intense scenes, right?
Yeah.
So in between, so is everything like do you guys like chill and laugh or do you want to like stay in that?
I mean, I feel like our scenes were definitely really dark, so I feel like we were both kind of keeping like the headspace of that in mind. But in between takes, he'd always ask me if I was okay and like telling me I was doing a great job, and I really appreciate that, especially coming from him. But also because like he's so scary as the grabber, so then like watching him go from being the grabber to like super nice and kind was definitely hard to differentiate because he always had the mask on. So
Right.
it was hard to tell when he was in character and when he wasn't.
That's good. That's so, I love that he was sweet. But
Yeah.
speaking of the intense scenes, was there any scene in particular without giving it away that was like super scary to film that you were like, oh.
Probably, I mean, the scenes in the snow were honestly really scary because, like, the snow, being in that much snow, was very isolating. Like, it felt very isolating. We were all freezing our butts off. But, yeah, probably that scene or the scene with Ethan, in the garage, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
scene, that was very scary because that felt very real for me. Like, that was so hard to shake afterwards. So yeah, that scene was pretty scary.
So me, like I'm a punk. I'm not gonna I'm a punk when it comes to horror movies, I'm not gonna lie. So for punks like me, but we still go, like what is the level being 1 to 10, the level of like jump scares or like can I peek through or am I like this? Like
I mean, compared to the first one, easily I'd say a 10, but in general, ooh, I'm gonna go like, I feel like 8 is a solid number.
eight solid.
It definitely gets you, and I feel like there's a lot of suspense. So I'm gonna go, but you know what? For dramatic effect, let's go 11.
All right, there we go. Okay, so this is my last question. I hope this is a fun one. Okay, so Gwen is not the only teenage girl with visions, right? We have Raven. So if Gwen and Raven were in a room together, what would they talk about?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably, you know what? They'd probably talk about like their paths and how they like overcome feeling like an outsider.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I would want to be a fly.
I feel like that they definitely bond over that for sure.
Well, thank you so much. It was
Thank
so nice
you.
speaking with you. You have a great day.
Lovely chatting with you, and likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.